But I think it's important when we approach this topic to just look at what the impact was. And so 738,000 to 900,000 registered for disaster relief as a result of Harvey, which, by the way, was the second greatest impactful experience or natural disaster that we've had in the United States. 176,000 homes were destroyed, 136,000 homes just in Houston area. 35,000 people were living in shelters immediately after the disaster, after Harvey, and 60,000 were still displaced living in motels after 3 months, and 47,000 people were still living in hotels or being displaced from their homes after 3 months. 35% of all of the buildings in Aransas County were destroyed. I actually worked with Aransas County ISD, and they didn't go back to school until the beginning of October. So when you look at all of that and all of the things that happened and those statistics, what we were put together is hopefully a presentation to talk about what you do before, in the middle, and after a disaster to try to give you kind of a checklist of things to think about.
Thank you, Mary. First of all, I want to thank the Planning Committee, which I usually sit on and did not get to attend this year because of Harvey, for this great topic. When it was suggested, I think everybody had in mind Harvey. But as we have learned most recently as this week, unfortunately, that is not the only kind of disaster that faces school districts. And so while we're going to focus our discussion on the kind of typical disasters that we were thinking about when it was planned, wildfires, hurricanes, man-made fires, that kind of thing, we are not going to ignore the very real disaster that we're all living through, and especially in Florida this week.